on, guys? I'm Jim Beltran over here.
Radio.
What's going on, you guys? I'm Jim Beltran over here. And this is our second episode of the broadcast, Soccer News. For this week, we'll be talking about week 31 in Spain. And right now, the table leaders are Barcelona with 24 wins, 4 ties, 3 losses, with 76 points. And we have Atletico Madrid with 22 wins, 4 ties, 5 losses, and 70 points. 6 point difference from first to second. And third, we have Real Madrid with 21 wins, 6 ties, 4 losses, and 69 points. 7 points difference between the first and the third. Then we have Villarreal with 31 games played, 16 wins, 9 ties, 6 losses, 57 points. And then we have Celta Vigo with 14 wins, 7 ties, and 10 losses, 49 points. Very big difference between top three to the bottom. Right now we have the top goal scorers. We have Cristiano Ronaldo, the Portuguese, from Real Madrid with 29 goals and 6 of them being penalties. Then we have Suarez from Barcelona with 26 goals, 1 penalty. Then we have Lionel Messi, the Argentinian from Barcelona as well, with 22 goals, 3 penalties. Then we have the French player Benzema with Real Madrid with 21 goals with 0 penalties. Very impressive with no penalties. Then we have the Brazilian Neymar in Barcelona with 21 goals, 4 penalties. Now we'll be going to the top assists. Right now we have Luis Suarez from Barcelona with 12 assists. We have Gareth Bale from Real Madrid with 10 assists. Koke from Atletico Madrid with 10 assists. Messi with Barcelona also with 10 assists, and Neymar from Barcelona also with 10 assists. Going on now, we're going to the EPL and the England League. And now we have Leicester City with 32 games played, 20 wins, 9 ties, 3 losses with 69 points. Then we have Tottenham Spurs with 32 games played as well, with 17 wins, 11 ties, 4 losses, 62 points. The seven-point difference from top, the first place to second place. We have Arsenal with 31 games played, 1 game behind from the top two, with 17 wins, 7 ties, 7 losses, 58 points, trailing by 4 points between second. Then we have Man City with 31 games played as well, trailing 1 game behind, with 16 wins, 6 ties, 9 losses. 54 points, 4-point difference between third and fourth. Now we have Manchester United, also with 31 games, 15 wins, 8 ties, 8 losses, 53 points, only 1 point behind Man City. All right, now we have the top goal scorers of England. We have Harry Kane and the Tottenham Hotspurs with 22 goals, with 5 of them being assists, 5 of them being penalties, I mean. Now we have Jamie Vardy from Leicester City with 19 goals, 4 of them being penalties. Now we have Romelu Lukaku from the Belgium national team at Everton with 18 goals, 1 assist, 1 penalty, I mean. Now we have Sergio Aguero at Man City, 17 goals, 1 penalty. Now we have Riyad Mahrez at Leicester City with 16 goals, 4 of them being penalties. In the top assists in England, we have Mesut Ozil, the German national team at Arsenal with 18 assists, only needing 2 more assists to break the all-time record of most assists. Now we have David Silva from Spain at Man City with 11 assists, 7 assists difference between top and the rest. Now we have Riyad Mahrez at Leicester City with 11 assists also. Christian Eriksen from Spurs with 9 assists, and Dele Alli at Spurs also with 9 assists as well. Now we'll be going against the Serie A in the Italian league. Right now we have Juventus with 31 games played, 23 wins, 4 ties, 4 losses, 73 points. In second place we have Napoli, also with 31 games played, 20 wins, 7 ties, 4 losses, 67 points. That's a 6-point difference between first and second. Now we have Roma with 18 wins, 9 ties, 4 losses, 63 points, 4 points behind second. Then we have Florentina with 16 wins, 8 ties, and 7 losses with 56 points. Very big difference between third and fourth. And for fifth, we have Inter Milan with 16 wins, 7 ties, 8 losses, 55 points, only 1 point behind Florentina. For the top goal scorers in Italy, we have Higuain, the Argentinian from Napoli, with 30 goals and 3 penalties. He's the first one to hit 30 goals since 2006 in the Serie A. Second, we have Carlos Bacca, the Colombian from AC Milan, with 14 goals, one of them being penalties. Now we have Dybala, the young Argentinian star at Juventus, with 14 goals, 3 of them being penalties. We also have another Argentinian, Icardi, at Inter Milan, with 13 goals, one of them being penalties. And last, we have Eder at Inter, also with 12 goals, 3 penalties. For the top assists in Serie A, we have Insigne at Napoli with 10 assists. Then we have Pjanic at Roma with 10 assists as well. Then we have Saporona at Empoli with 9 assists. We have Paul Pogba, the Frenchman, at Juventus with 8 assists. And then we have the young star Dybala at Juventus with 8 assists as well. Then we'll be going into the French league. PSG, playing 32 games, has already won the league with 25 wins, 5 ties, 2 losses, 80 points. Next, we're going off second, we're going back to Monaco with 14 wins, 13 ties, 5 losses, 55 points. That's a 25-point difference between first and second. Then we have Lyon with at third with 15 wins, 7 ties, 10 losses, 52 points, 3 points trailing behind Monaco. Then we have Rennes with 13 wins, 12 ties, 7 losses, 51 points, trailing one behind Lyon. Then we have Nice with 14 wins, 8 ties, 10 losses, 50 points. So it's a 5-point difference between second and fifth. For the top goal scorers in the French League One, we have the Sweden player Ibrahimovic at PSG with 30 goals, 5 of them being penalties. Second, we have Lacazette at Lyon with 16 goals, 2 of them being penalties. Then we have Batshuayi at Marseille with 14 goals, 2 of them being penalties as well. Then we have the Uruguayan Cavani at PSG with 14 goals, 0 penalties. Then we have the young French star Ben Arfa at Nice with 13 goals, 3 of them being penalties. At the top assists, we have Angel Di Maria, the former Madrid player, Manchester player as well, currently playing at PSG with 11 assists. Then we have Ibrahimovic himself at PSG with 11 assists. Then we have Batshuayi at Marseille with 9 assists. Then Boudizibou at Montpellier with 9 assists. Then we have Preville at Reims with 8 assists. And last and finally, we're going to the German league. We have Bayern Munich with 28 games played, 23 wins, 3 ties, 2 losses, 72 points. Then we have Dortmund at second place with 21 wins, 4 ties, 3 losses, with 67 points, a 5-point difference between first and second. Then we have Hertha from Berlin with 14 wins, 6 ties, 8 losses, 48 points. Very big difference between second and third. Then we have Borussia Mönchengladbach, former team where Ter Stegen needs to be right now in Barcelona, with 14 wins, 3 ties, 11 losses, 45 points, trailing 3 points behind third. Then we have Bayer Leverkusen with 13 wins, 6 ties, 9 losses, 45 points, tied with fourth, and also trailing by 1 win. For the top goal scorers, we have the Poland Lewandowski from Bayern Munich with 25 goals, one of them being penalties. Then we have Aubameyang from Borussia Dortmund with 23 goals, 3 of them that were on the PK spot. Then we have Thomas Müller himself, the young German star at Bayern Munich with 19 goals, 5 of them being penalties. Then we have Chicharito Hernandez at Bayer Leverkusen, 15 goals, one of them being penalties. Then we have Rafael from Brazil at Borussia Mönchengladbach with 13 goals, 1 penalty. And then for the top assists in the German league, We have Mike Taviando from Borussia Dortmund with 12 assists. Then we have Rafael, the same Brazilian at Borussia Mönchengladbach with 10 assists. Then we have Douglas Costa at Bayern Munich with 9 assists. We have Castro at Dortmund with 7 assists. And Dahoud at Borussia Mönchengladbach with 7 assists. And that'll be the top 5 leagues we have. And now we'll be going to the Champions League. Champions League was crazy this week. First of all, we have PSG versus Manchester City. Ibrahimovic missed the penalty in the 14th minute. Kevin De Bruyne scoring the 38th minute. And then Zlatan Ibrahimovic scoring at the 41th minute. That was halftime score 1-1. Then we have Rabiot scoring at the 59th minute, assisted by Edison Cavani. It was 2-1. And then Fernandinho comes up big at the 72th minute, scoring 2-2 with a full-time score. Then we're going to Germany. Wolfsburg beat Real Madrid 2-0 with Ricardo Rodriguez hitting it from the PK spot at the 18th minute. Then Maximilian Arnold hitting it at the 25th minute, assisted by Bruno Henrique. The game was goalless in the second half. 2-0, Wolfsburg win. Next, we're going against the Barcelona team. We have Barcelona 1-2-1 against Atletico Madrid. Fernando Torres scoring in the 25th minute, assisted by Koke. And then we have Luis Suarez coming up big with the 63rd minute, assisted by Jordi Alba, which tied the game to 1-1. And then Suarez coming again at the 74th minute, winning the game 2-1 overall. Next, we have Bayern Munich with a very disappointing result to me. Barely winning Benfica 1-0 at home with Arturo Vidal's goal at the 2nd minute, assisted by Juan Bernat. And that's all we have for today. Thanks for letting me be with you tonight, and hope you come next week for the next channel we have. Thank you a lot. Shout out to all the family and everybody. Visca Barca, you already know. And thank you.